Wednesday, April 3rd at 7:02 p.m. in the President's Conference Room on the third floor of Joe Crowley Student Union. Okay, agenda item 2, roll call.
Director Worrell.
Present.
Assistant Director Commanduri.
Present.
Projects Director Wolfram.
Present.
Policy Analyst Del Turco.
Present.
Policy Director Caius.
Here.
Student Outreach Coordinator Manfredi.
Absent, excused.
A quorum is present.
Thank you. Moving into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 4. I'm seeking a motion to unanimously approve the minutes from December 12th, 2018, minutes from February 2nd, 2019, from February 20th, 2019, and March 12th, 2019.
I so move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, minutes approved. Thank you. Agenda item 5, report of the director. Okay, so as you can see in new... Oh, you don't have anything, actually. Well, we're talking about our events and the legacy binder in the new business. So I'm just going to go over different things. And if you're also talking about those things in your report, just... reminder that those are in the new business, so in essence of time, we'll just talk about those things down there. So I sent over a memo today to Speaker Martinez. Basically, I'm trying to encourage the senators to write more bills from the legislature. I think that the memo is going to be supported in a resolution next Wednesday, and it's going to be sent over to the new Speaker of the Senate so that when that all transfers over, those senators will also get this memo and, like, they'll have all of the bills that are in there, and hopefully they'll also start to write bills so that we can actually go down to the legislature. Joko brought up a really good point to have the interns write letters to the next interns. I thought that was cool. Also, I just want to remind everyone about the ASUN banquet. That's next Tuesday, yeah, April 9th from 6 to 8. But they're asking everyone to get there at 5:30. So let's try to get there at 5:30 so that we can get a table together. And then also it's like nice dress, I guess. So maybe like... You could wear a Hawaiian shirt, I'm sure. But I don't know if it's like business casual nice dress or like different kind of nice dress. I'm sure whatever is fine. But yeah, dress up. We are tabling next Monday to promote the teach-in, and we're also going to do more of the policy briefs because that went so well yesterday. It was crazy. We passed out like 64 different policy briefs and to like people who actually wanted them, and we should definitely have food at all of our tables because that helps get people come to the table. And I had some people who said they wanted to apply next year. So.
Wow.
A student came up to me today asking if we could do something about the Equality Act that's going through the Congress right now. I said we can't do anything in support of it, but we can write up a policy brief and send it to the senators. So I think Policy Director Kalis is going to work on that, but you can also give it to other people too if they want to come. And then... our term lengths, I think that right now the deadlines for your positions are to apply for your positions is April 26th. So you can expect to be working and still getting paid So, yeah, you'll still be getting paid, so you're still expected to be working until your date that you were appointed. So, like, if you're appointed in May, then you're paid until that date. I don't know about you since you were appointed in, like, August, July, but we can check on that. So, yeah, unless there's any, like, really, like, you don't have any time to do that, just let me know, but you're expected to work until you're not paid anymore. That is all I have for my report. Okay, moving into 5B, report of the assistant director.
So I've been working on the global issues week with Kirsten, and so what it's going to be is, it's just going to be 2 days instead of, it's like tabling, just to go over again if you forgot, just tabling, so we don't have to like promote it on social, I mean we can still promote it the day of and stuff, but we don't have to get like attendance. But I was thinking we could do the 17th, because we were talking about like the week of like the 15th, but maybe we could do the 17th and 18th, because Kate and I would be out of town the other days. And the first day is going to be like more like global issues day, but it's gonna be more focused on the United Nations and foreign policy in general. And we're just gonna be talking about, we're just gonna be talking about like what students can do to like impact foreign policy and different things on like what the United Nations does and information. Sorry, I clicked on the thing. Okay, and we're giving out like things each day. So like the first day, we're just gonna give out candy with like handouts with information on what the UN is and also how they can like impact foreign policy, as well as we were thinking maybe like bills that are going on just within like probably the national government that relate to foreign policy. Just like information on them, kind of how the policy briefs work, but just focused on that. And then we have an activity for each day. So this activity, we're gonna like provide blank paper and pens and encourage students to like write a letter to like assent their senators, which would be pretty, like if we could do it with just senators, like we all have the same senators, they're from Nevada, and I don't know if we'd be able to like mail them for them, but if we could do that, we could have them write two or just pick one. And I know that like when I interned at a senator's office, like we just got like classes would write us letters and we just get it all in like one envelope. So like that's kind of a normal thing. And then we'd know it just all came from the same school or something. So we could do something like that. And the letters could be something like on like one of the issues they see, or it could be really short. Like this is like a really, like letter terms are really common, or they just write really short letters. Just saying like, I'm in support of this policy because of this. And then also so it's basically that for the first day. Then also for the second day, which is Sustainable Development Goals Day, we're wanted to, at the table, provide some information on the Sustainable Development Goals, and they have a whole thing of how you can act on each one. And we could like print that out and give it to them. So for each goal, like how they can take action themselves for it. And then the activity for that one would be like, we're gonna bring out the whiteboard, and students, kind of like how we used to political chalkboard, students can just write on the whiteboard and write what sustainable development goal would you have for yourself. So they could like either pick one from the list or just write something like more specific, like I'm going to recycle more. And then for the gifts, we wanted to give out reusable straws. And the one thing I just wanted to ask was, so like looking at the straws, I didn't know if they should be individually packaged or not, because like obviously maybe individually packaging goes against the whole idea because that's more plastic, but we could do that and get individually packaged ones. I just don't know if it'd be like a health code thing if like to not, I don't know how we give them out.
So Nevada Dining gave out these like reusable ones that were metal, and they came in like little, like a, they didn't come in any plastic, it just came in like a velvet thing.
Yeah.
So maybe before ordering it from someone from like non-university vendors, you could check to see if like somewhere on campus we'll sell those in bulk so that Like, they're not individually, or they are individually wrapped, but not in plastic.
Okay.
Yeah. But then after that, we may need to ask James, because he knows a little bit more about, like, what you can pass on, food, things, and all that.
Yeah. And I, but I know you said you wanted the budget request approved by today.
Oh,
were given to you today, I mean, not approved. Because the candy, okay. I don't think we need.
Okay,
right?
So I have to post agendas by Friday at 9. So you can get it to me by tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good.
Is that all for your
report? Oh, yes, that's all for the report. Sorry.
Thank you. So, 5... C, report policy director Caleb.
All right. So, as Dr. Worrell mentioned, the policy briefs went well. Recognition where recognition is due. Alexa wrote on the policy brief for affordable education. Gunnar wrote the policy brief for affordable housing. Marissa wrote the policy brief for the sexual assault bill, Sexual Assault Survivors Bill of Rights, and I wrote the policy brief for the environment, so we're happy that that got a lot of engagement. Marissa and I worked together on a presentation regarding bills being considered by the Nevada legislature on sexual assault prevention, and Marissa focused on the Sexual Assault Survivors Bill of Rights and on the Title IX changes being promulgated by the federal government. We have those on Google Slides. So Director Worrell and I mentioned when we were talking before this meeting, we could use this presentation. Of course, like, we have to change it, like, to be less technical. We could use this during our teach-in. Remind me the date for the teach-in.
April 8th.
April 8th. So we could use this for the teach-in on April 8th. We have bills like removing the statute of limitations for sexual assault cases, increasing penalties for violating domestic violence restraining orders, etc. So that's something we've been working on. And something else that Director Worrell and I mentioned before our meeting is that we're going to pick other important bills for the four policy areas, and we're going to have those prepared for campus to the Capitol. We can give those to students like when they head over there, so if they run into legislators, they know what to talk about, or if they're sitting on the floor, like, they could bring these issues up with their legislators. I think we can do it the way we did last time, where, like, each of us focuses on one area, right? Yeah, that yeah. seems to work out well. And that's all I have.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Projects Director Wolfram?
So beginning with the sexual assault and rape culture on campus teach-in, we had the meeting this morning, and three different groups came. It was SAS. Because someone was from two of them, right?
Generation Action and Take Back Attack.
Okay.
Then the Young Feminists.
Young Feminists. And it went really well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We got everything sorted out. I think it's going to be a really cool event. Mm-hmm. Angela is working on... We were thinking about getting, since we had money left over, to get something like Chipotle catering or something like that, but then I thought it wouldn't work very well because that would just kind of be awkward. I don't know. I just didn't think it would work out well. I think Ike works well for all that, and everybody likes Ike, and it's very easy.
I love Ike.
Exactly. Ike power. And so we're going to do that again. I don't think there's anything else I need to say on that. The lobby day, I'm sure we'll get into more. But we're just kind of getting stuff moving on that. Make sure you check that big document with all the tasks and everything. Stand up a bit. Later, there's something I wanted to talk about with SAS.
Oh.
I'm assuming that's under the event opinions memo. The new business, or should I start?
No, you could talk about it now.
Okay, because a big part of them is advocating for Planned Parenthood, and that's not all they do. And they said they were going to talk about what Planned Parenthood could offer for victims, and I just don't know if them talking about providing abortions for rape victims who become pregnant would be appropriate at this, because it's so partisan. So I'm gonna see what she guys thought about that. I don't even know if they were planning on it, but I didn't know she did say that they were planning on talking about Planned Parenthood resources for victims, and that was the first thing that came to my mind. So I didn't say anything at the meeting, but I wanted to see what you all thought about that. Maybe we should reach out to her and let her know.
I mean, I don't really know, because it's like legal, so it's hard.
Exactly.
It's just already legal, so it's not
the
like
thing they do.
Yeah,
that was my thing with it too.
Like if it was like something like go advocate for abortion or something, like, but if they just listed it as like one of the multiple resources.
That's what I was thinking as well.
On that, unless you do you have another question? To you and everyone, like, I was, like, with what happened with the affordable housing, like it being co-opted a little bit, I'm trying to think of, because I guess we didn't really lay down guidelines for what could be in the presentation. So now I'm wondering, like the young feminists, for example, like we don't really know what they're going to put in the presentation. So do you think it's better to like go back now and give them guidelines, or like just let them do it, or yeah, policy analyst Alberto?
I feel like we can tell them if they're going to do that than to be, like, more technical, you know what I'm saying? Being, like, you know, so it's not, that's why, like, when I was doing this presentation, like, I needed to, like, shorten it, but, like, I, like, even writing about the Title IX things, like, I didn't want to, like, put my bias in there, so that's why I literally put, like, the language in there. So maybe we can just tell them, like, if they are going to say something that's, like, a very partisan issue, to make it focused on, like, what's legal now, the laws now, and just make it, like, more technical than,
yeah,
I don't know, I guess, bias. I know these groups, like, that is, like, their big thing is, you know, like, advocating for it, so I don't know if they're going to have a problem with being, like, less on the advocacy side and more on the, this is your resources as of now. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can put, like, I feel like they can put, like, this is what it is now, and then if they want to, they can be, like, oh, this is the things that are happening in our current legislation that could affect them.
Okay. Projects director.
Yeah, that was the only other thing I was thinking about, is I think it was the Young Feminists, and they were saying, oh, well, they were talking about how they wanted to make sure the Title IX director would address the changes that are being made, and like they talk about it very negatively, like that aside, like I don't want them to go up and say like, yeah, they're doing this and that's wrong, like they shouldn't be, because some people may support those changes.
Policy director Kalis?
In terms of them co-opting the event, I don't think we have to worry about them rebelling against ASUN, because all we're literally doing there is talking about legislation being considered.
Yeah.
It's not like, I think it's a different dynamic than affordable housing.
Policy analyst Tucker.
That's another thing that I, like, I feel like I should email. I didn't know if they were going to be at the meeting or not. That's why, because I was actually going to ask them. I'm, like, confused on myself what these rules are. Like, I put them all on the PowerPoint. So I feel like we need to talk to Title IX about it, like, beforehand. So should I just email them or try to set up a meeting? Because, like, I...
She wasn't there today.
Yeah.
She couldn't make it. They had an event going on, but no, she wasn't there.
Okay, so maybe I can try to just email her and stuff. I feel like the only thing we have to really worry about is people being, like, irritated with our campus Title IX, which I can totally see. So maybe if we just, like, email, like, our Title IX department and be like, this is just a heads up. Like, these are the student concerns that people are, like, not super happy with it. So just, like, these are some of the things to expect.
That's a good idea. Assistant Director Commentary.
Something that I... This is, like, more about it being co-opted than the presentation itself, but, like, maybe... Because I know, like, one of the issues last time was, like, everyone in the other organization spoke, and but for us, only you spoke, and it seemed like it was, like, their thing almost, like, because they kept talking about their club and stuff, and their things were coming into them, and they, like, really emphasized their names. Like, maybe if we could try and make it so we have, like, some kind of, like, equal number, not that we should all be speaking, but, like, an equal number of speakers, like, however many, like, how many, like, when going over, like, whatever the presentation is, making sure that our policy part is, like, just as emphasized as everyone else's part. So, like maybe, like, you and Joko and Marissa and, like, or, like, the interns, or not that all of the people have to speak, because that's, I know it's a lot, but, like, that might be helpful.
Yeah,
I definitely didn't get the same vibe from this group of people, like, the affordable housing people. Whether it was a good or bad thing, had a very cavalier attitude in their event. Mm-hmm. And, like, this group of people seemed really happy that we were putting on something to inform students about, like, resources they could have and possible clubs and organizations they could join that could help them if they do happen to be victims, or even just advocates of it. So I don't think that's going to be a problem at all. I think what we should talk to them about is minimizing the goals of their clubs in the speech itself. Like I said, I told them after that they'll have tabling and can do that with students there. But for the actual event, we should probably stay away from telling them, like, trying to mobilize students through their actual speeches during the event, and more so just kind of informing them about who they are and what they do.
Yeah,
I'm not worried about it. I think it's going well.
Okay. Is there anything else in your report before?
No.
Okay. Policy director, please.
Real quick, are we, in terms of presentations, are we all going to have separate presentations, or are we all compiling, just for the sake of logistics, all compiling it to one document?
All into one.
Okay, gotcha. Are we going to just use this one then? Like,
I have another one.
Oh, you have another one. Okay.
Transfer thing. Okay, cool. Policy analyst, Delter, go.
We kind of already talked about mine, but we pretty much just worked on the PowerPoints, looked at the briefs, or worked on the brief, and then looked at the bills last week, and then I need to look at the bills for this week, unless you already did it, but I can do it for whatever else we need for the ledge tracker.
Okay. And meeting with the Title IX things?
Yeah, and then I'm going to email them. After me.
Okay. Yes. Policy Director Kayles.
That's something I forgot to mention. My report, policy briefs didn't go out this week because we were working on the briefs that we sent out for tabling.
Yeah. No worries.
But this week Alexa is going to be writing the briefs. So policy analyst Sotirko, if you wanna. If you want to send those to Alexa, send me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I just
want
to put it in the Google Drive.
Yeah.
Okay, no, so I was like, I didn't know if you saw them or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, by the way.
So, moving into agenda item 7, new business. We'll start with the sexual assault and rape culture teaching event budget proposal. I'm seeking a motion to discuss that.
A motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Assistant Director, 3 seconds. Okay. So this is basically just Ike's and the 200 buttons that we're going to make to hand out for the sexual assault and rape culture teacher. So is there any discussion? Okay, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of passing the sexual assault and rape culture teach-in event budget proposal, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, the proposal passes. Moving to 7B, campus to the Capitol. I want to just keep it short. because I can send out emails about these things, but I just wanted to remind everyone that the things to do I set up in the April Lobby Day Google Doc, and that is from after meeting with Amy and Mapu. They gave me all these great suggestions here. They're little things like we need to post something for Instagram and things like that. So they're pretty easy to do. It's all just to gather steam for Camps to the Capital and get people to go. One thing I will say is we need to contact the legislative police to approve our press conference. We need to figure out the microphone and speaker situation with that. And then I also just want to make sure that we can all present to our classes about Campus of the Capitol with the professor's approval. I don't think there's anything else on that. Unless someone else. Yeah, Assistant Director Filmer.
I didn't know what pre-Instagram video stories are.
Oh.
I don't know what...
Let's look at that. Pre-Instagram. Okay. So, for Fail Forward Week... they posted Instagram stories, so we're just doing, like, why are you going to the legislature, and we're going to post that on an Instagram story.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So should we, like, have people record them before and send it to us and post it on the Instagram story, or?
Yeah, it could be both. So I guess I just really need some, for that task, I just need someone to gather stories and then make sure that they're posted by Mapu, or to set up a time with Mapu that you can go together and just ask people to come in at this time, and you'll record them at that time. So something like that.
Maybe we could just ask people to send us a video, like, of them, like landscape way.
Yeah.
And people do that a lot, and that might be useful.
Yeah.
Where is this to-do list?
I sent it in, I think, an email.
It's an Outlook email.
Oh.
Okay. Moving to 7C, Advocacy 101 Workshop / Lobby Day Training. I have a conflict here that I need advice on. Sarah Peters... cannot come on the 16th that we have set up until later, and then even then there's a possibility she might not be able to come because she has a possible bill signing, which if the way the legislature is going, like, I don't imagine her bill not being passed, so that's probably going to happen. So the day we previously had, which was the 10th, she still is available, but the 10th is next Wednesday, a week from now, and I'm just worried that with the teach-in being that same week, the banquet, then that, that's like a lot for us, and we still need to put together a presentation and all of that. So do we want to have Sarah Peters there, or do we want to wait till the 16th, and Amber Joyner will be there? Policy Director Kalis.
So in terms of the 10th, I'm fine either way. However, we can use the presentation that we used for the Lobby Fair Day. We can tweak it, so I don't think we have to worry much about that. Yeah, because everything's there, like public comment, like how to approach lobbying, etc. Yeah.
Sorry, Amber Joyner will be there on the 10th no matter what?
On either day.
Oh, on either day. Okay. Well, what would we do? So if Sarah Peters was going to come, like, would she be, like, for sure be able to come on a different day?
Yeah, on the 10th.
Oh. But it's next week? So that might be kind of hard if we don't have everyone.
Yeah. It's also short notice to give people who might be going.
Yeah.
And so the 16th.
I think the 16th.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to waste your time either. No one's going to be here.
Okay. Amber Joyner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, We'll need to prepare the Project Smith, Director Wolfen.
What group should I get for that?
So, Alonzo Tamayo is an intern for the center. He has been kind of... He's the one who thought of this event, so it got the center for us.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. Maybe you can tell me that before, I was just double checking.
No worries. Sorry, there's... So, in that, Bianca and I have been meeting with Alonzo to go over that event, but we're gonna have, to go get some water because there's just like some.
Do you want
some
my
water?
Sure.
Okay. Global clean water shortage, that's something that we need to tackle.
Yeah.
Let's write a resolution.
We need to do a presentation on the different bills related to the legislative priorities. So we're going to do like 4 different bills.
Yeah.
So that's the only other thing that we need to start working on. But it's like 3 to 5 minutes or 8 minutes for all of them. So like 2 minutes on each. So it shouldn't be a lot. But we can talk about that more later. 7D, Affordable Housing Event Opinions Memo. So for our affordable housing event, we promised people that we would send their feedback to the university administration, and we have not done that yet. I'm currently working on writing a memo to send to senators so someone will pick it up and write a resolution on it. They need to get their resolutions to Anthony by tomorrow night. I need to get the memo done by tonight so that I can at least give someone a day. So I just need help writing the memo. Policy Director Kalis.
I can help with that.
Thank you. Seven E Legacy Binder. Has anyone started working on their things? Oh yes, you sent it to us.
Paul, did I already send it?
Yes. Oh, you sent it to all.
I forgot. Okay, I was about to say I have the document done. I
woke up to it.
In my fog of mind, I forgot about it. Yeah. Katie or Director Worrell mentioned this. Are we required to use formal titles in these meetings? Katie! And I were talking about this before the meeting. I told Alexa during our intern meeting before this to go ahead and write a legacy letter of some sorts for the next policy director intern. So that's something that I think would be cool for everybody to do. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for working. I just wanted to... You have some time, obviously, like middle of May when the new people come in. But I'm working on one right now, and it's turning out to be... I have a lot of things to write about. So you may just want to start working on it now because you may find that you're like... You want to write a lot, and you don't want to... We want to create a foundation for next people so that we don't go through what we went through. So just with that, I'll send you my outline that I'm using. You can kind of follow the same thing, or you can do whatever you want. The letters you got, like, I'm thinking a lot more, like, organized, like, headings, like, more than that. Just more. And then make sure that everything you have on your computer saved or somewhere else on the drive saved is uploaded to our shared Google Drive, because I just want to upload that directly to the Nevada box how it is. So just be looking through that, like everything that you've done, even if you think it doesn't really, just put it up. That's it. Does anyone have anything to talk about that I don't have on here?
What?
Assistant Director Gunder.
I guess this is businessy, but the interns and I are trying to plan like an end of the year, like they're having like an end of the year meeting, but it's gonna be like a fun potluck thing, and we're gonna do it at Alexa's house. We're still trying to pick a day, but if you guys want to come, just let me know and I'll like add you to like a group chat. We can all pick a day together, but if you don't want to come, no worries either.
Okay. moving into agenda item 8, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, I adjourn this meeting at 7:38 p.m.